You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with award-winning author and multi-million dollar serial entrepreneur, Mr. Gregory Grant, with Grant Business Solutions. Mr. Grant is an innovative franchisee in the $28.6 billion vehicle leasing industry. Grant's business holdings in this billion-dollar market consist of MG Auto Leasing, Inc. and MG Truck Leasing. As an Avis Rental and Budget Truck Agency owner, his direct responsibility is the management of over $2 million of rotating assets for the third largest rental vehicle company in the auto leasing industry, Avis Budget Group. Mr. Grant, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
It's an honor to be here today.
And you're more than welcome, Mr. Grant, and thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit down with our network here as you prepare for your major speaking engagements at Florida State College at Jacksonville and Jacksonville University. Also, congratulations from all of us here at EPN on your recent features in MSNBC, Huffington Post, and being selected as a radio host on 107.9 FM, as well as your many other accolades. Certainly appreciate your time once again. Now, let's dive right into this. A serial investor, Chase Bernardi, had this to say about your solutions. I partnered with Gregory Grant at Grant Business Solutions and ended up acquiring services and assistance in establishing my business and discussing several other ideas that I had at the time with Mr. Grant. Most recently, I've established a nonprofit organization that continues the legacy my grandmother began with caring for and helping those in need. Grant Global and Grant Business Solutions assisted me with all the paperwork that I needed to ensure that only my business not only operates properly, but also that start my nonprofit function successfully. Tell us what inspired you to take your decades of knowledge and expertise to the nonprofit sector.
Sure, absolutely. You know, meeting with hundreds of successful and aspiring entrepreneurs on a monthly basis throughout the nation actually led to my decision to support those entities, especially right now, statistically, there are 9 out of 10 startup companies fail in that first year. And so working with Chase, working with for-profit and nonprofit organizations, it's just been a passion of mine to provide those services to ensure we impact that number by helping these companies be successful.
And what led to your decision to partner with the city of Jacksonville to plan, develop, and successfully deploy the second annual Jacksonville Vetrepreneur Summit?
The Vetrepreneur Summit, you know, when the award-winning participants of that summit and people that were selected there, the different agencies, and of course, Army veteran Jeff Schufer, they approached me with the opportunity last year. I was very thrilled for the opportunity, number one. There was only one other veteran selected by the city's planning committee to be an expert panelist for the summit, which streamed over 30,000 viewers. With those thousands of live streamers, there was also close to 200 in attendance, and the magnitude of the city's decision was not taken lightly. So looking forward to this year as well for this second annual Jacksonville Vetrepreneur Summit, because it is really designed to impact the lives and businesses for these veterans. Myself being an Army veteran as well, it's like being able to give back to my fellow compadre.
Good stuff there. And also a congratulations on your Buzzworthy Book Award, by the way. Why did you decide to turn your Forbes.com referenced article Three Reasons Why You Must Have a Business Plan into your award-winning breakout book, fittingly titled Small Steps for Doing Big Business?
Eric, that is a great question. I've discovered that what's perceived as a small business mistake have ultimately led to business failure on a much greater scale than ever before. I was honored that my first book was celebrated for the knowledge and expertise that I make available through this manuscript. Writing business plans and branding strategies for highly profitable companies, that has always compelled me to want to write a book that helps the everyday entrepreneur. My goal was to write a book that the multi-million-dollar companies could find value from, but still have the relatability that a new startup could discover value in it as well.
Well, Mr. Grant, I know you're busy and have a loaded schedule, and we can't thank you enough for taking out a moment briefly to be with us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share for the listeners today?
Absolutely. One of the things I would like to encourage all starting companies and also companies that's looking to expand in any capacity. I always say that there are four major things that you want to always look at, and that's always planning, funding, data collection, and branding, which is the four cornerstones that we focus on to ensure it's a fail-proof system, ensure that companies do not fail. Our motto that we live by in my organization is, if you have a business, we have a solution. So by all means, check us out. Check me out over at GregoryGrant.net. Also, check us out at GrantBusinessSolutions.com. We really would look forward to hearing from you and also working with you.
Mr. Grant, again, thanks for spending a moment with us here today on EPN. Continued success to you and all the best.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Gregory Grant, award-winning author and multi-million-dollar serial entrepreneur of Grant Business Solutions. And for further details, simply visit grantbusinesssolutions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.